This is Absolute Deicide from GruntFreePress.com. This is the Grunt Free Press podcast. This is episode 40, I believe. Pretty sure it's 40. I know last episode I said it was 38, but I think I missed an episode somewhere down the line. Almost like I lost an episode, like some kind of lost episode that I just didn't really remember. I don't know what that's about. It's fucking weird. GruntFreePress.com is the website. The email address is podcast@GruntFreePress.com. So this is trying to take an hour out of my busy day here to talk about video games and politics and coffee and cigarettes and stuff, stuff like, the important shit in life, the finer stuff in life is what this is about. So I'm a little backed up here. This is what's on the schedule. It's kind of thrown together. It's like every other fucking podcast, but I got a few things I got to address from like it's fucking important. Should have left over from fucking the last podcast that I got cut off. I was running too long. Too much shit going on. So I'm gonna do that, and then we're gonna talk about some Dark Souls 3, which is what I've been fucking playing. That's been my other job. I've had, I'm a little out of it because I took up a second job of trying to assassinate the Lords of Cinder and fucking Lothric or whatever the fuck, the lore of that fucking shit's fucking all over the place. I don't really pay attention to it, but yeah, so some fucking rambling notes about that I'm gonna go on the second half probably. Just a heads up, if you're, I played the game. I tried to fucking avoid spoilers or whatever. I'll get to that afterwards, I guess. Let's fucking just back it up a little bit. I'm fucking kind of tired, too. So again, I fucking stayed up all goddamn night. Or all day, anyway, fucking playing Dark Souls. So I'm fucking, like, I don't know. Well, I'm a little out of it. My ass is a little sore. I'm getting my fucking ass fucking kicked for 40 hours this week. On top of fucking having a real shitty job. That's, just a soul crushing. But, alright, so let's back up a little bit. Some of the shit's probably might be out of date. Dates written down here. So hopefully nothing, nothing that's too late. First thing I have left. The leftovers, we'll call this. We'll call it a segment, the leftovers. I mean, it's like an FX show or something that I don't watch and know nothing about, but whatever. Gears of War 4 got a release date. I don't know if that's new, but that doesn't matter. It's October 11th when Gears of War 4 is coming out. And what I saw that in this single player shit looks pretty cool. I mean, they're going back to Gears 1, like this survival horror shit. It's not quite that, like, from what I've seen, that fucking, that graphical jump I was hoping for, you know what I mean? From fucking, like, you know, Gears on 360, it was just like, fucking, holy shit, look at this. I mean, that was kind of fucking, you know, first thing you saw when you fucking saw it. And this Gears 4 looks good, but not quite at that level graphically. Anyway, I think I already talked about, I don't like the fucking hipster kids either, the fucking girl, their fucking beanie hat and shit, fuck you. But whatever. The beta for the multiplayer should be starting April 18th, which is, as I'm recording this right now, I don't know how long it is or whatever. If you played the Gears of War Ultimate Edition, they should be sending out codes, I guess. Something I'll check out. I mean, fucking, Dark Souls is fucking consuming my life right now, but, I'll have to, throw it in for a little bit, a couple matches anyway. Watched some video of it, of people just playing the beta and fucking, it looks like Gears. I mean, there's, a couple new weapons and shit, and just fucking, again, granted, it's a fucking beta and fucking, I've heard fucking Rod Ferguson saying over and over, like, hey, this is fucking, like a real fucking beta. It's a beta, not like a fucking, like, demo that's coming out, not like a game that's coming out in fucking, like, you know, a month or something. This is fucking, like, they're really looking for fucking feedback and shit. Oh, I fucking told that story of, like, fucking, playing the Gears of War 3 beta. And going on the fucking forum and shit. This fucking, that one map. It's just fucking, like, I don't know what the hell's going on with this goddamn program. I saw the fucking waveform, like, freeze up for a second. I know fucking last time, the last episode was all fucking glitchy for a little bit. I don't know. Whatever. What the fuck was I saying? Oh, Gears of War 3. Playing that, I remember playing the beta for that. Now, if you remember that one map, Trenches, I mean, this is fucking probably my, biggest contribution to fucking gaming is, I mean, I consider it fucking, I could just give you my fucking head, doesn't matter, but fucking this one map, fucking Trenches, it was in the Gears of War 3 beta, and you started off like fucking, the two teams, it was in like, let's just say it's like a horseshoe shaped map, or like an upside down U, and like fucking each team was starting the leg of the map, like fucking, fucking, they'd head towards like, the curve part, and there'd be shit in there, it was fucking, what ended up happening was, like, fucking, like, fucking as the game went on, people would end up fucking, you're playing, like, team deathmatch or whatever, where you'd have spawns and not just fucking, like, whatever, like, maybe they built it for, execution or fucking whatever the fuck they call it, where there's no respawns. But you end up playing fucking team deathmatch and, like, fucking, fucking one team would just, get control of the map and just fucking push the other team fucking in their spawns and just fucking keep them in the little legs of the U or whatever, like in the fucking spawn point, you just fucking trap them down. There'd just be like a fucking corridor pretty much, you know what I mean? They couldn't fucking, the other team couldn't go anywhere. They'd have all the fucking power weapons. So I remember going on the fucking, the forum, the Epic forum at the time, is just saying something like, you know what'd be fucking cool? Yeah, I mean, not like cool, but I mean, this map's kind of broken, and, people were like, how do you fix it? And just fucking thinking like, it'd be cool just to fucking, dig down and make like a fucking, just, connect the U with like an underground tunnel, you know what I mean? It's all like trenches, it was almost like World War II or World War I style shit. Just fucking, have like all trenches down there and fucking have the two spawn points meet, so you have like, the option to either go in the fucking bottom or fucking go up top. But whatever, if you played that map, I don't know how many people play fucking Gears of War, remember that? But that was something I suggested, and I was like, it's pretty, people were just saying like, oh, it's too close to fucking release or whatever, they can't just fucking make a whole section of a map. What they did, again, that wasn't, that's exactly what happened when the map came out. And again, I'm not credited, and I didn't really fucking pay attention if like a million other people fucking suggested that or what, or, whether I was the first, but hey, I consider it a win on my part. That's my, one brush with fame, with the Cliffy B, I guess. Gears of War 4 beta, I'm fucking one, something I gotta fucking, like, try anyway, at some point. And fucking what I've seen is just like, it looks standard, and fucking I've heard fucking, Rod Ferguson, anyway, is a fucking guy who's fucking doing all the interviews and shit, saying, like, oh, yeah, you know, he's so fucking, like, wall-bounced or whatever with the shock. And that's my, again, I've probably said this before, my biggest complaint with fucking Gears is, like, you get all this fucking, all these cool weapons and shit, and everyone just fucking uses this starting fucking shotgun and just fucking wall bounces everywhere, and it just turns into fucking just, you know, mashing A and fucking rolling and fucking trying to one-shot somebody with a fucking starting weapon, which I don't think is fucking that fun. It's just, you know what I mean? It's just fucking that one weapon's just so fucking overpowered. Like, I'd rather have the fucking, again, the game, like, single-player game is more like strategy, like slower, just fucking trying to, you know, when I play that, you fucking using the shotguns like a last fucking resort, you know what I mean? So it's like, I'd rather the multiplayer be more like, all right, everyone's got to stay back and just fucking, you know what I mean? If somebody gets in, then fucking, yeah, you're fucked with the shotgun. But the fact you can just, like, fucking, you have, like, all this invincibility and shit when you're fucking transitioning the walls and just fucking jamming A and fucking rolling and shit. Again, it's fucking one of those things, like, oh, this game's fun, and then fucking it just gets down to people just doing that. It's like, this is fucking boring, just this one fucking thing everyone's doing, and it's fucking, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I can sit there and jam A, too, but I'd rather not, and I'd rather just fucking play something that's fun. But, yeah, just for the record, too, is Gears of War Judgment, fucking best multiplayer in fucking the series, and, yeah, it kind of fucking pissed me off, because he's fucking, well, one of the interviews he was saying, like, fucking, you know, people bring up Judgment and fucking, people shit on it, because most people shit on it just, you know, didn't even play the fucking multiplayer. They played, like, the single player or whatever, which wasn't bad. It was just fucking just, you know, it was short. And it was just kind of like arcadey. You could fucking go through and, like, put, like, modifiers on and just fucking, like, whatever. It was little bite-sized, like, things, you know what I mean? It wasn't, like, Gears, like, epic fucking, you know, war or whatever, just, you know what I mean, just fucking, just, you know, go fucking do this little section and then fucking try to get a score or some shit, like, just like arcadey, and just turned into fucking, Judgment sucks and blah blah blah. That's just like the what people say. It's just like, you know, no, Judgment was the best fucking multiplayer, like, by far. Like, I don't think there's a fucking question, like, about that. And it had, like, fucking, like, it was so smooth, like, all the levels were so, like, they like verticality to them and all this fucking shit. Like, you'd fucking jump in a helicopter and go across the fucking map, or there's, like, fucking, you know what I mean? It's all these fucking, like, cool things, you know what I mean? Fucking all these different weapons you could fucking pick, and it wasn't just fucking rolling around, you know? It's fucking wicked smooth and shit, and, like, I fucking loved it. But, yeah, you fucking say that, and fucking people, no, it's good, you know, there's fucking, you know, like Rod saying, like, oh yeah, well, that was a misstep, now we're going back. It's just like, you know, he's saying that to fucking please all these fucking people. It's just like, dude, I don't know. So I don't know, I'm fucking skeptical. I'm fucking trying to be positive, because I do really like Gears, but I mean, I'm sure it'll be fun, but it's just fucking, like, I don't know, the direction they're taking it is just fucking just, here's more Gears, you know what I mean? I would have rather them keep going like the Judgment route of just fucking, like, oh yeah, it's this fucking crazy ass fucking action game. Here's the actual fucking balanced fucking multiplayer where, you know what I mean, it's not just fucking wall bouncing around, but I don't know. Again, Microsoft, not on my best side lately, but I'll play it. I'll play the fucking beta. See how that goes. And again, it's just fucking like one of those things where it's an actual, like, beta, you know what I mean? You're saying, like, oh, you know, even game that you're playing is, like, fucking, like, pretty fucking old. Like, that's not even, you know what I mean? It's fucking what the beta is. It's not like fucking, you know, it's not like, oh, up to date. Here's all we have for the game. And he's saying, like, oh, this is fucking, like, months. Fucking, you know what I mean? The fucking, beta you're playing, like, fucking everything in there is, like, months old. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's Gears. Fucking, I still don't think I got a message fucking for my code for the beta, but whatever. again, we'll see. Yeah, that's that. Finally, I talked about it fucking a while ago, Dead or Alive Extreme 3 Fortune, which is the game I imported from Japan about the Dead or girls from Dead or Alive playing volleyball and tug of war and butt battle, that type of stuff. And Yeah, I mean, I fucking played when I got it. Fucking, I played a hell of a lot more than I thought I would have. I'll tell you that much. And yeah, it's not, you know, not that different from the last fucking Dead or Alive Extreme game, which I was complaining like, this is fucking terrible. But it's not that different, but it's fucking more. It's just a little cleaned up. It's fucking you know, the mini games aren't as fucking shitty. It's like you know, they took some of the ones in fucking the last one that were just like garbage, and they just fucking just cut them out, and then just put a, you know, couple other ones in there. They all seem to work. They're not that bad. So it's like, yeah, no, kind of get me hooked for a little bit. You know, it's just you know, collection of these dumb fucking mini games. I mean, you get some rock climbing, the fucking girls climbing a cliff, and you just press the right buttons when they come up. Little QTEs. Get some beach flags. You mash X a bunch of times to fucking run, like fucking track and field or something, and then fucking then, you know, grab the flag in the sand before the other girl gets it. And tug of war and butt battle, and you just fucking on a pool, fucking in the middle of a pool on a fucking little floaty fucking raft thing, and just trying to push the girl in by, you know, pulling a rope, but like tug of war, you fucking slam her with your fucking ass, and fucking she's trying to slam you with her ass, and yeah, and fucking if they lose, they fall in the water, and the fucking tops fucking come off, and they get all wet. Then there's the volleyball itself, which you know, it's not too bad, to be honest. It's fucking, you know, it's simple. It's just fucking pretty much basic. It's just fucking, you know, set up fucking somebody to fucking spike the fucking ball at the net. So just fucking, you know, hit it up high, and fucking, you know, if they hit it up high, and fucking the lot, you know, third person just fucking smash it over the net. I mean, but well, yeah, these fucking, sometimes the AI is just a fucking complete fucking retard, so it's kind of rough. It's pretty fucking funny, though. You'll be doing it, you can fucking spike the ball, and he just fucking hits the other girl, like, fucking on the other team so hard, it fucking right in the face, he just fucking, like, falls on her ass, and just fucking goes flying. It's pretty fucking funny. I just fucking wish it was like fucking, they just said like, you know, bruise damage or something. So it was like, you know, all these fucking girls and shit, and fucking, you know what I mean? If it happens to you, fucking the girl you're using fucking just gets the fucking volleyball right in her fucking face, fucking eat shit, and just fucking like, fucking next like scene, she's got like a black eye and shit, or she's like fucking like missing teeth, and it's like fucking, you know what I mean? You gotta go through like the rest of the fucking game like that. Like, it'd be fucking hilarious. Like fucking, pretty funny. I mean, fuck yeah. So the whole reason you're doing all the fucking mini games and shit, you're just earning money so you can, you know, give the fucking sluts on the beach some fucking smaller bikinis and fucking bananas they can shove up their fucking clams. And that, you know, that's pretty much the game. I enjoy it because, you know, it's fucking dumb. You know, it's just fucking dumb fun. It's just fucking retarded. Yeah, they give you some, you know, missions to, you know, this time they give you missions. It's the other thing. The other game was just kind of like, oh, like, do what you want. Just try to earn money. And it's like, oh, I don't know what I want to, you know what I mean? Just fucking, like, I'll just keep doing this fucking one thing that I like, you know what I mean? Fucking doing that. And, some of the fucking things are, like, busted, and there's no, like, direction. But, and this one, you know, he has some, you know, they give you missions to get more money and shit. So it's like, oh, let's do this. And fucking, like, you know, it's like, win fucking two butt battles. And it's like, all right, whatever. It doesn't take that long, but whatever. You fucking do it. Eventually you get extra money, and, girls get happier. But I mean, who cares about that? Yeah, it's just some kind of structure to make it like an actual game. You know what I mean? Rather than just fucking like, just do some fucking shitty mini games for no fucking reason and try to get fucking money. And that's it. you can switch to owner mode. You buy shit to give to the girls, so it's like, you know, so it's like real life, you know, trying to fucking buy them off with gifts, and, you know, sometimes they fucking refuse to fucking even, like, take your gifts because you didn't, you know, they're not happy enough with you or whatever, and it's fucking like, you know what, this is my fucking island, you fucking ungrateful fucking wench, just get the fuck off, you're gonna be a bitch. You know, when they, you know, if you gift them a swimsuit and they take it, they're like, oh, thanks, and they'll fucking, like, you know, oh, I'm gonna change right now, like, right in front of you, and they try to, you know, they fucking make you close your eyes so you can't fucking look at them getting dressed, and then, like, fucking, like, you know, it's like, oh, press circle, whatever, to open the fucking eyes. It's like, all right, well, fucking, whatever. Like, but you press circle, the guy fucking opens his eyes and it's fucking like, no, she's just fucking just in a swimsuit. She gets pissed and fucking like, you know what I mean? She just gets pissed and that's like the end of it. It's just so fucking dumb and good. I'm just determined to make it like fucking like my first fucking like platinum fucking PlayStation trophy. Like, just fucking play that for like hours. Like, make it like my most played game on PS4 and shit. And it's just a good looking game too. It's just fucking like, you know, girls look fucking sufficiently slutty. I mean, they sweat and they get wet and shit. And just fucking like an updated version of the fucking Dead or Alive 5 fucking you know, engine or whatever. Just cool too. I mean, you fucking like, it's a dumb thing, but it's like fucking like, oh, she's wearing like one swimsuit for like a day or whatever. Then you give her like another one. You can see the fucking tan lines from like the old ones. You know what I mean? Like fucking whatever. She had like straps on her back. Now she doesn't. You can just see like where the other one was. It's fucking, I don't know, just shit like that. It's pretty cool. I mean, funny shit too, like they'll be playing fucking volleyball and they'll fucking like before they serve, like fucking girl will fucking like bend over and just fucking like pick the fucking wedge out of her ass and shit. Pretty good. No, it's overall, it's just fucking, like, it's just dumb, this is just fucking like real like ridiculous. I mean, but it's fun. I mean, I'm fucking having fun with it. Yeah, I mean, whatever, if fucking you're interested, fucking check it out, or just go to like Pornhub or whatever and put in fucking DOA girls getting fucking nailed or whatever, and fucking there you go. Yeah, some pretty good work on there. Yeah, that's Dead or Alive Extreme 3D Fortune. Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. It's the first Japanese import, and yeah, thumbs up. Another little game I played, well, the game was quick, called The Park. Just a fucking, you know, one of those things. It was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do, or something I can play fucking quick, or as between games. You know what I mean? I'll fucking throw one of these and check it out. I played the Park, which is it's a walking simulator. You know, one of those is fucking like whatever, go point A to B, solve, you know, whatever puzzle in quotes here and there. Yeah, fucking, you know. So, you know, say I'm not a fan of fucking walking simulators or whatever in general. I kind of like bash on them, obviously. Yeah, they're not really fucking games, but it's one of those deals where it's like, if it's a horror one, like, you know what I mean? This is a fucking like horror fucking walking simulator, like done right. You know what I mean? It's fucking, so it's almost just like I'll walk through like a haunted house or some shit. Like, yeah, whatever. It's fucking cool. I mean, maybe I'll check that out. So I did. Look fucking cool. About an hour and a half, he's fucking walking down a path and picking up some notes. You can fucking barely read the notes because you can't fucking zoom in on them. It's like, oh, here you go, and I'm on this fucking whatever, you know, big TV and fucking just like, you know, meant for a monitor. I'm like, what the fuck am I looking at? But trying to make it out. You know, tells a spooky story about some chick, you lose your fucking kid in an amusement park, and it's about it. The end. But again, it's one of those things too where it's like fucking, I remember like fucking back in the day, I remember it'd always be like fucking like, oh, here's like some corridor shooter or whatever, and just be like fucking, whole point of like the corridor shooter is just fucking, make this game like fucking as good as it possibly can. You know, it's fucking almost like walking simulators now. It's just fucking nothing really happening, but small path, but I mean, fucking the game looks fucking really good, you know? Yeah, you walk slow. I mean, slower than you think. A lot of it's like literally on rails because you're in a fucking amusement park. You're right, you know, you're riding the ride. So, you know, it's like a roller coaster and shit. And you know, you're on like a boat ride, whatever. You know, you're just sitting there looking around, and you know, spooky shit's happening every now and then around you. That's pretty much the game. A lot of it too is just fucking like cheap fucking jump scares. Like, you know, you're on a boat, you look to the side and the fucking on the boat ride and fucking like the fucking park mascot is just fucking staring at you with fucking, you know, red eyes and just fucking following you going, and it's fucking there's a dude who looks like the fucking the Babadook sitting behind you, and you're on the fucking roller coaster, and he's fucking like, you know, long fucking arms, and you're just fucking riding on the roller coaster, and you see the fucking arms come, and he's fucking, you know, hear him breathing behind you and shit and fucking talking to you. But I, you know, it's one of those things. It's like, ah, it's a fucking short game. It's not fucking difficult or anything. There's fucking nothing you can fucking fail. It's just fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking, so that shit kind of works. I mean, some of it's done pretty good. towards the end, the last section is basically fucking PT. That game fucking PT, where you're just going through the same few rooms and hallways and shit over and over again. And, you know, each time you go through, they get more fucked up. Only I'd say it's fucking better than PT. Didn't really like fucking PT really that much, which was the fucking Silent Hill teaser fucking game, whatever. Just fucking whatever. PT was just kind of random garbage and fucking went on forever. You're in the park, it's like fucking, you go through, it's like, oh, here's a fucking room, looks normal, then it's like fucking, like, go through, it's a little fucking messy and shit, and fucking, there'll be blood dripping from the fucking walls, and there's, ton of cool details, too. Like, you pick up, you go through, it's like, oh, hey, a Rubik's Cube, you fucking spin it around or whatever, and fucking put it down, and it's fucking, first time through, which is normal, and then fucking, two or three times through later, it's like, fucking, oh, there's a bunch of random letters written on the fucking, on the fucking squares, then by, the fourth time through, it's saying, fucking, all this, die and shit, and there's a fucking, baby fucking getting burned in the fucking oven, and, dolls hanging from the ceiling and shit, and just, a lot of little details, there'll be a book or whatever, you pick up, keep picking up the same shit, you'll pick up a book or a note, and each time you're passing through the fucking hallway or the hallways or whatever, it's fucking that they're changing. Some of the words will change in the fucking notes and shit. It's as fucking might be like, oh, yeah, something on fucking whatever, some novel, and then it starts getting all fucked up, and it starts getting all starts hostile towards you, and the fucking Babadook fucking guy will be behind a closed door, fucking, you go through and fucking he's just breathing, and then the next time would be singing. It's just, it's pretty cool. The game is just that fucked up, Silent Hill fucking Lovecraft shit going on, and right up my alley. At the end, you end up fucking stabbing your son in a fucking ritual sacrifice. So, another game about fucking dead kids. Seems to be a theme for me. It's fucking, I guess the game itself is fucking, so I liked it. And I'm fucking I like the world, whatever. And I guess the game is supposed to be a spinoff of an MMO called The Secret World. After playing fucking The Park, I'm like, you know what? That's fucking pretty cool. I mean, I like that the vibe and the fucking world and shit. I'm like interested in that fucking the game or whatever. So, looked into buying it, and I'm like, I don't know. It's an MMO. I'm not gonna be able to fucking lay down like a lazy fuck and use my controller. Like, I have to fucking use all these fucking keys and shit and fucking hotkeys and blah blah blah. I'm a lazy piece of shit, so I don't like fucking doing that. But I'm like, fucking, and when am I gonna have fucking time for MMOs? I'm fucking Dark Souls is coming out, whatever. That's my fucking MMO. I put on my wish list though, and then fucking fucking sure enough, fucking off, Valve fucking listened to the fucking podcast, or I mean, probably somebody at Valve, watching, they probably are watching what I fucking play, obviously, but fucking, fucking this week, it was it's fucking 66% off, or whatever the games, it would just end up being, for, the Ultimate Edition, fucking, everything, all the fucking expansions, the game, everything, it was, fucking, it's not even, a subscription thing either for an MMO, so just fucking, buy it, and, here you go. I mean, I'm sure there's some fucking bullshit microtransactions, whatever. I haven't fucking played it, but so it was on sale for fucking 25 bucks or something. I'm like, whatever, I'm not gonna, fuck it. I think this is the base game was 10 or something. I'm like, fuck it. I ended up fucking buying it fucking yesterday. So yeah, fucking something if you look into looking for an MMO. It's fucking not standard shit. I mean, it fucking looks weird. It fucking looks pretty good, horror fucking themed or whatever, but I haven't played it, but fucking interested. It's on sale, 66% off right now for a few days anyway. I don't know. Again, that's new too. I noted my fucking little thing. I did buy and play for a little bit though. Fucking Dirt Rally again, something that was on sale. I'm like, that looks pretty cool. Then it was fucking whatever. Get that. Fucking kept hearing good things about it, and was in the mood for a fucking, you know, driving game or whatever. Been a while since I fucking played a good rally game. Was hoping he could run over kids in it, but I haven't seen that yet. It's pretty fun. I mean, it's fucking, you know, I used to play the old fucking, it used to be called Colin McRae fucking rally or whatever. And I did play fucking Dirt 1 and 2. I don't think I played 3, even though I fucking have it from fucking, like, Games with Gold or whatever on my Xbox. I just never get around to playing it. But, I mean, they came, like, Dirt 2 and 3 was more, like, mixed, just fucking, like, with Dirt 2 anyway. It was more just fucking, like, it was more like, you know, just fucking, like, big budget, like, whatever, just fucking, like, oh, go around the track, and it's fucking, like, you know, all these different shit you can do. It just fucking felt more like arcadey, almost. But, yeah, this is more like the old, I did play, like, the old, like, Colin McRae, very, very fucking just, like, technical, you know what I mean? It's fucking, not on a fucking circuit. I mean, what I played so far anyway is just fucking all, like, rally racing, which is fucking, like, cool. I really like that. It's just fucking just, you know, point A to B, and it's fucking like barely a fucking track, you know. It's just all fucking like off-road, and you gotta listen to, you get like a co-pilot or whatever with you, like a fucking guy in the passenger seat telling you like how to turn, and fucking, oh, you know, three right, fucking, you know, don't brake, and fucking, you know what I mean, just fucking like, you know, you gotta be real careful. And it's cool. This is a fucking, I like that shit. And fucking the game is pretty fucking cool from what I played. I played a couple hours of it and fucking like, really, I was really getting into it. I fucking ended up one of those deals. Like, all right, cockpit view, turn everything off. Like, you know, I was fucking playing it first, and then, you know, the guy would be telling you how to, you know, whatever, fucking hairpin right in 20 or whatever, you know what I mean? It's all like fucking like all like meters and shit, and it's fucking like you gotta, again, it's just real fucking like tactical. Like, if one of those deals, you just fucking like slam on the fucking gas and just go, you're gonna fucking end up off the fucking road. And what's cool about all the rally racing too, or a lot of it's just fucking like, it's not I'm gonna fuck up and slam into a fucking railing or whatever, and fucking, oh, my car's gonna get fucked up and whatever, I'll just reset it. Just, you just have that feeling, it's like you're like on a fucking side of a cliff, and it's like, if I fuck up, I'm gonna like go off this fucking cliff and just die, you know what I mean? It's like, this is brutal. And it's cool, you know, a lot of fucking different, you know, real fucking detail. I mean, just all different like surfaces. It's like, oh, he has fucking, you know, you know, tightly packed gravel, he has fucking loose gravel, and your fucking car like handles differently, and oh, he has fucking snow, he has ice, he has fucking all this shit, and fucking like, it's really cool. Yeah, I like that shit. Again, not, maybe not as, quote, fun is like a, you know, fucking like whatever, like Forza or something. It's, again, it's not like fucking like, oh, I'm learning this fucking track, you know what I mean? It's like you're going just fucking, the track's fucking changing and fucking turning left and right and shit for like the miles, you know what I mean? It's fucking like you can't really, you know, memorize every fucking like turn and jump and shit. I mean, I guess we played it like a million times, you fucking could, but it's fucking just like, it's nuts. I like it a lot. Yeah, so I'll play that at some point after I burn myself out of fucking Dark Souls, which I will talk about next. And I'm trying, it's funny too, I'm trying to keep this kind of a fucking short podcast so I can just actually fucking just play the shit out of it. So I'll ramble about some Dark Souls in a little bit. We'll be right back. Of episode 40 of the Grunt Free Press podcast, and this is again, it's going to be devoted almost completely to Dark Souls. So, a couple things. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna fucking like spoil some shit, maybe. Not like too specific, just because I don't know, the game's so fucking like intense, like fucking whatever. I mean, I'm fucking like, you know, I went all week. It's literally all I played all fucking week. It was just fucking full time fucking Dark Souls, like literally 40. I said it, fucking 40 hours just fucking playing Dark Souls. That's it. So my brain's a little fucking fried more than usual. It's just fucking like, again, just fucking every week and minute, just fucking like, all right, I gotta play fucking Dark Souls. But yeah, so it's just gonna be, yeah, I mean, just warning that. So, I mean, I went in fucking completely fucking blind, pretty much. I mean, I didn't fucking see it. I saw, like, maybe, like, the first fucking trailer that they put out at, like, whatever, some E3 or whatever, and fucking, that was it. If you're going for that purist, shit, maybe stop listening, but again, I'm not gonna get fucking like too specific, just because it's not really. I didn't fucking write down, like, you know what I mean. I'm not like fucking like, oh, here, I'm not gonna give you fucking like pro tips, like fucking, oh, here's how you do this and here's how you do that. I mean, some of the shit might be, you know, I'm not too into the fucking like lore either or whatever. So it's not like I'm gonna fucking break anything like that either. But yeah, just fucking, it's one, it's all Dark Souls, and it's all fucking just random fucking notes that I fucking wrote down after it's fucking done for like a day or whatever. So, just kind of all over the place, and so I just, you know, it's gonna be a rambling fucking mess, just like everything else. So it's just gonna be a normal fucking whatever. Hopefully, half hour of the fucking podcast, because, yeah, again, I tried to make this. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna fucking just have like a hard fucking cut off of a fucking hour, you know what I mean? Just so I can just get back and just keep playing it. And, Dark Souls. I mean, so this is fucking, Dark Souls 3. And again, I apologize. I might even just fucking like just be in the middle of a fucking sentence and just fucking like get that itch to fucking play and just fucking just hit stop. And so it just might stop like immediately, you know, and just fucking assume I'm playing fucking Dark Souls. So up front, I'll say it's fucking really good. That's the fucking the short of it. Yeah, so if it does cut off, too, let's say everything at the end, too. Fucking podcast@gruntfreepress.com. I've been absolute DSI, blah, blah, blah. That's the email, by the way. I'm fucking still waiting for my first fucking email. 40 episodes in. Come on. What's going on here? Oh, sorry. I did get that one from Clay Cuckolds, but that was about it, and that was fucking a while ago. Dark Souls 3, let's just get into it. And fucking, yeah. I'm gonna break some maybe some ground here. I mean, fucking, I don't know if it's ever been said. It might be new. I might have to coin this phrase. It might blow your mind. I'm just gonna out and say it. I mean, fucking Dark Souls 3, it's pretty hard fucking game. It's kind of difficult. I know this is a controversial opinion. I know. But I'll just out and say it. It's kind of difficult. I just forgot how fucking brutal all the Souls games can be. I mean, just it's been a while again. Fucking, I think I fucking talked about my Dark Souls 1 experience where I fucking, it was the first one I played. I'm like, oh, this game's amazing. I'm gonna fucking go through like 100 times with this fucking guy and level him up and blah blah blah. And then I fucking, as I was celebrating going through the first time, I'm like, fuck all these people, all these fucking NPCs, and I just fucking like slaughtered like everybody. I'm like, that was funny. I'm just gonna fucking reload my save before, and I somehow forgot after that fucking like 100 hours of fucking playing that, oh wait, I can't fucking reload my save. Everything's like auto saved and shit, and it's all online, and now all these people are just fucking dead, and now I can't like fucking like upgrade. You know what I mean? I'm just like, everything's, it's all the vendors are fucking dead. I'm like, shit. And that was after like fucking like 100 hours of playing. And I was just like, I'll go back to it eventually still. And I fucking just whatever, never did. Then Dark Souls 2, I wasn't fucking huge on that. Like, whatever. It was alright. I was just fucking just like, compared to fucking like 1, I didn't think it was, I just thought it was a fucking down step or whatever. Yeah, I mean, just fucking, but I mean, they're all fucking like, brutally fucking hard. Except, the last one I played was fucking Bloodborne, and yeah, I think playing Bloodborne just made me fucking soft as shit. Like, fucking, it's not like technically a Souls game, I guess. I mean, fucking, I mean, come on, but it is. I mean, it's fucking same mechanics and shit, just, same controls, everything, just fucking different names for the same, same items and the concepts and all that. But just compared to fucking Dark Souls 1 and 2, I thought it was fucking, like, super fucking easy. Like, it was fucking, like, nothing to it. And short and just fucking, like, straightforward. Just fucking, like, running a fucking line pretty much. Everything's blocked off except the way you gotta go. And it's fucking, you know what I mean? I don't know if I ever fucking on the podcast, on the record, just how underwhelmed I was with fucking Bloodborne. I mean, probably at some point, but I don't know, whatever. Again, Bloodborne, it wasn't fucking bad. It just fucking, completely fucking blew through it in like fucking like, less than a week, not even like trying. It was not like fucking like, I wasn't even like fucking like Dark Souls, like I'm doing with this. Like if I fucking and beat Dark Souls today, I'm like, well, I still put, like, a shit ton of time into it, you know what I mean? Like, Bloodborne was, like, fucking, like, I played it, like, the day it came out, and then, like, a little bit the next day, and then, like, fucking, like, an hour or two during the week, and then fucking, like, I think, like, the next weekend, I fucking played for, like, whatever, like, 4 or 5 hours. I'm like, what, it's fucking done? Are you kidding me? Like, that was it? And I fucking, like, I'm like, fucking, well, I'm done. Like, what am I fucking missing? And, like, nothing, like, there's, like, nothing, like, secret, really, or, like, extra, or just fucking, like, oh, here you go. And I wasn't trying to fucking like speed run it. Not that I'm trying to fucking speed run fucking Dark Souls 3, but again, it's just I'm so like so into it and shit, and just one of those deals. Like I play fucking games like slow as fuck to begin with, and Souls games and fucking Bloodborne by extension, I guess. I'm fucking like a snail. Like I'm just fucking like very slow, just fucking inch forward a little bit, fucking look around, smack a couple walls, if I see an item, somewhere, like, fucking a glowing fucking item somewhere, I mean, I'm gonna fucking try my fucking damnedest to figure out how to get to it, and it's usually a lot of, like, I'll fucking backtrack, jumping off of fucking ledges, hitting every fucking wall around it to see if, there's fucking a loot in somewhere. I mean, I'll fucking, I take fucking forever to do anything, like, it fucking, whatever. I probably spent like fucking half an hour today in fucking Dark Souls. Like, there was a fucking, like item on a fucking like ledge somewhere, and it's fucking like all this like little like platform, and I'm fucking like, oh, I'll roll to this one. What if I do this? What if I backstep here? And just, you know what I mean? Just fucking like, it takes me forever to fucking do anything in these fucking games. And, you know, I want to say that the first Dark Souls, I mean, granted, it was my first one. I didn't fucking look online for anything. It was just fucking going in blind, but, first fucking Dark Souls was fucking, took me about, 100 hours or so. I was fucking trying to just fucking find shit and just, you know what I mean? Just doing my damnedest to fucking find, like, secrets and fucking everything. So I want to say about that, maybe like 100 hours before I was like, all right, I'm done. I feel like I've gone through enough to fucking fight the last boss or whatever. And again, the second game, maybe a little less, maybe like 80 or so. But again, this is just fucking like me trying to be like, I'm a completionist. Like, you know what I mean? Just fucking just like make sure like I've run through every area like fucking 5 times and fucking I'm done and fucking like whatever. You know, fairly confident I fucking, you know, found what I can myself without fucking driving myself nuts and fucking, you know what I mean? And like, you know, after I'm done, I'll fucking beat the game. And Dark Souls 1 and 2, I'm fucking like looking and it's like, oh, there's all this shit that I fucking missed and, you know, whole areas and just crazy shit. There was no way in hell I was going to be able to fucking, find any of that shit on my own. So, I mean, that shit's cool. And then fucking, again, just Bloodborne, I just fucking stomped right through it, like no problem. And then at the end, I'm like, fucking, wait, that, like, that's it, like, that was the game, like, that was just so fucking, like, simple, and fucking, like, nothing to it, you know, and just seemed like a quarter of a fucking real Souls game. I mean, maybe it did take me, like, 30, 40 hours or whatever, but it's just fucking, like, and again, that was me being, like, super fucking slow, and just fucking, like, banging everything, and fucking trying, you know what I mean, banging around, and just fucking, yeah, it was just fucking, it just be like a fucking, like, it just felt like Bloodborne was like, all right, here's, like, this section of a fucking Souls game, you know what I mean? That was it, and there's fucking, like, nothing to it. After I finished Bloodborne, I looked online, and, like, literally, I'd found every fucking area, and just about every fucking secret and shit, and just fucking, like, the only thing I didn't do was just fucking, like, they do, like, these random fucking randomized fucking dungeons. You just fucking go there and just fucking try to beat him for, like, loot and shit. I'm like, dude, I'm not fucking doing that. Like, that's not why I play fucking Souls games, dude. This isn't fucking Diablo, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna fucking loot grind. So I didn't fucking do that shit. That's just fucking gay. So, you know, as I said, again, after fucking Bloodborne, it had no fucking problem with that. I just fucking blew through it. I'm like, I guess I'm just, you know, maybe I'm just a little too good. Maybe I'm a Dark Souls master now. You know, these games are fucking easy, like, whatever, I'll fucking blow through Dark Souls, fucking pussy shit. Then, like, within, like, 2 hours of playing fucking Dark Souls 3, I probably died more than I did, like, my entire time playing fucking Bloodborne. I was getting fucking murdered, like, every fucking path, every angle, just fucking, just rocked. The way the game's set up is fucking, is not as open as Dark Souls 1. Like, Dark Souls 1 was fucking, just all, like, interconnected. Like, the entire map was just, everything's just fucking connected. Like, it's just like, oh, here's a shortcut, or you just figure, not even, like, a shortcut, you just figure, like, oh, I didn't realize it, you know, I went down this path for the, you know, for so long, and now it just connects to, like, some other fucking path from, like, this, you know what I mean, the same, whatever, like, halfway through another map, it's like, oh, like, this is fucking, like, crazy, this is fucking all over the place, so it's Dark Souls 3, not that open, it's just the whole game, you're just kind of moving forward, it's like, you know, for instance, you know, you get to, like, your main hub, which is, you know, Firelink Shrine from the other two, and I'm fucking like, how do I get out? You know, like, where do I go? I mean, I fucking explored everything, can't find a path. I mean, what you gotta do is just fucking, this gives you fast travel right away. So it's like, oh, you gotta rest, hit fucking travel, and just go to the next area, and that's it. But once you do that, it's fucking more open. Like, I don't think you have to do that again, but, it's one of those things, like, you can't fuck yourself too badly by ending up in, like, you know, some area of absolutely no fucking business being in. I definitely did that in 1 and 2. I think probably the way this is too is not as fucking, like, You know, you hear people like fucking, oh, I start Dark Souls, the first thing I do is I just fucking like rush into like the hardest area and grab a couple items and fucking like run out or whatever, and then you fucking overpower the entire game. Again, I did that in like Dark Souls 2 and it kind of ruined the game for me. I wasn't trying to do it, it was just the fucking, the path I went to was just, I think I've gone through this, this is fucking like, it was guarded by like these fucking like giants or whatever, which, I mean, they were fucking like, you know, they hit you hard, but the fucking slowest was like, well, I mean, this, if they hit me like once or whatever, I'm dead, or like maybe like twice, but it's like I can beat them. I mean, they're fucking slow, I can just fucking dodge and shit, and it takes a little bit to kill them, so not that bad. So I did that, and then fucking whatever. Yeah, so fucking, I just think they do that, so it's fucking like, alright, well, you have some options, some fucking branching paths, but you can't go to, like, the last fucking whatever, you know what I mean, halfway through the fucking game at the start and just grab all this, all these fucking items or whatever, so it's more controlled anyway, as far as, like, pacing and fucking enemies and that shit go. So, yeah, again, it's not just, like, a one path, you know what I mean, it's fucking within fucking, they're just, like, areas, like, within, like, you know, you might have fucking one area that's just fucking all interconnected like fucking Dark Souls 1 was, you know, it's just like a smaller version of that where fucking all these paths are fucking looping around and fucking twisting into each other. Just fucking like the main path though is just fucking just like, alright, well, just fucking like here's a straight line, but there's all these fucking branches off of it, you know what I mean? So, I mean, like, if Dark Souls 1 was, like, this crazy, looping, interconnected world where you, you know, you can get pretty much anywhere from a fucking anywhere. Yeah, it's just, yeah, Dark Souls 3 is just fucking branches every, like, fucking branching off of each other. I got that fever, that soul's fever. So, yeah, again, if you're hearing that, thinking, like, well, that doesn't sound as good, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, and again, once I figured that out, too, and I fucking heard about it, and I'm like, fucking, like, ah, it doesn't sound as good, it's fucking kind of leading you along, but, you know, I had to plan it for a while. I'm like, dude, this is pretty fucking cool. It's just, again, just because the areas that you're going into, they're fucking huge. I mean, they're fucking massive. I mean, just enormous fucking maps. And again, the fucking, the maps themselves are doing all the fucking connecting shit, and, you know, so you'll start in an area, it's like, oh, I have, like, these two options to choose from, I can go fucking left or right, and fucking, like, alright, I'll go left, and, like, fucking, after a while, you start thinking, like, I've been going down this route for a really fucking long time. I'm getting my fucking ass kicked, you know what I mean? I wonder what's on the other path. So it's like you fucking back up and start going down the other path, and then it's like fucking, oh, well, I just ended up in like the same spot, you know what I mean? But it's fucking just, you know, got all this other shit, and like, you know, there's maybe a branching path off of that, and just fucking like, so you can get lost and like whatever. Yeah, it just all ends up, it's, everything just twists into itself, these optional, it's hard to tell what's optional and what's not, too, because I fucking, you know, all these little side paths that aren't, I don't know, a lot of them aren't that little, you know what I mean, it's fucking like, oh, here's another fucking giant area off the fucking, this branch, you know what I mean, you know, or eventually fucking much later down the line, you find like an elevator or a door, and it's fucking like, oh, you know, it's fucking just down, now this just fucking twisted onto something I was fucking at like 20 hours ago, you know, so that part of it's still there. Again, it's not just fucking like that one continuous fucking Dark Souls 1 environment, but it's still fucking in that spirit anyway, fucking like shit connecting and shit, and it's fucking, it's pretty cool. Like, you know, the first area you go to after the training section, you're on, you know, you're on top of this massive wall, and you're looking down, see a fucking broken bridge with the fucking dead dragon on it, like, you know, across where you're looking, and, you know, you're making your way down, eventually you get down to the bridge, and you're like, oh, cool, like, fucking I made it down here, like, fucking I looked like it was so far away, you know? And it was, you know, after you beat, like, fucking two bosses, like, whatever, it's like, oh, cool, now I'm on this fucking bridge that I saw from the top of the wall, and fucking, you can see, like, you know, you can see, like, both halves of the broken bridge, it's like, oh, cool, well, that other half must just be, like, fucking, like, decoration or whatever, and fucking, like, you know, with the dragon on it, and it's fucking, like, oh, that's cool, though, whatever, it's just fucking, like, a cool landmark to see, like, fucking, this, this shit. And then like 20 hours later, you fucking step through a fucking a giant fucking door. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, you know, I'm at this dead dragon, and you can see like the other side of the bridge. You know what I mean? The broken bridge. You're looking up. It's like, wow, this is fucking pretty goddamn cool. Like everything, you know, everything fucking, all the landmarks and shit. You can fucking see where the hell you are. Real fucking cool. And again, it's the fucking, the environments are just, they're huge. I mean, they're fucking gigantic. I mean, fucking castles and fucking swamps, and it's almost like fucking, like, each of these, like, fucking, oh, this giant castle, whatever, it could be a fucking, like, its own fucking normal game, you know what I mean? It's just fucking huge. I mean, this fucking, stepping into this giant fucking cathedral, you know, you start off on the fucking upper floor again. You're looking down. It's like fucking, you just see like, it's like it's fucking jaw dropping. Just fucking how big this fucking giant fucking cathedral is. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. And you fucking see all these enemies and shit on the ground floor. And you're thinking like, oh, well, I'm just going to fucking take some stairs down probably. And you know what I mean? Fucking maybe a couple fights on the fucking stairs to the ground. And then fucking like once I'm there, I'll start. And there's fucking, you know, the giant floor. And there'll probably be a boss down there. And that's it, you know? But no, not quite. I mean, you fucking, you try to make sense. You fucking go through all these, like, this maze. This fucking, like, these tight-ass corridors going down. All these fucking, like, you know, levers you're fucking pulling and shit, bringing up elevators and fucking bridges and shit, you know, leading down, you know, just trying to go down, but then fucking, it's like, oh, I opened a door, and there's a door out, and it leads to a fucking new area. It's fucking, now, this fucking path is wrapping around to a fucking old place I'd been. You're fighting outside the fucking cathedral, you know, on fucking, like, ledges and shit. You're fucking fighting on the roof of it, all these fucking, like, supports and shit. I mean, and again, you're looking down at the floor, but it's like, oh, I didn't look up, you know what I mean, towards the fucking rafters of the fucking building. You're fucking up there on the fucking rafters, like, fighting across that and fucking, you know what I mean, fighting shit there. You know, some secret areas, if you fucking, you know, you pull the right switches and drop off the fucking rafters at the right spot, it's fucking like, oh, here's a fucking covenant or some shit, like, here's a fucking secret. I mean, it's fucking, it's just, like, ridiculous. And again, like, that could be, like, its own fucking game. It's like, oh, here's area one of, like, fucking, like, 30, you know what I mean? It's fucking stupid. Yeah, everything looks fucking incredible, too. I mean, it's fucking, thing is running on the fucking Bloodborne engine, so a lot of it kind of looks like that old fucking, like, Bloodborne-y, like, everything's kind of, like, tall and skinny a little bit, and it's fucking, but it looks a hell of a lot better. I'm playing on PC. Again, my PC's not fucking top of the line or anything, but fucking, it looks great, and fucking runs pretty good on what I'm playing. You know, I said to do the usual fucking PC fucking song and dance, just fucking, like, oh, I'll turn this setting up, and, oh, it seems like the frame rate goes down a little bit, and I'll turn that down, and fucking, you know what I mean, fucking, oh, now this looks, you know what I mean, doesn't look as good, so it's fucking, like, even, like, I think, like, today, after, like, 40 hours, I'm like, yeah, I could probably turn it up a little bit, and fucking do this and that, and so it's still, like, you know, the usual PC tweaking this and that, and fucking, like, whatever, but fucking runs fucking pretty smooth. I mean, it's fucking every, well, what, random fucking shit, like, fucking, ah, fucking loading some area, and fucking, like, it'll, whatever, chop up for, like, fucking, like, 5 seconds, and I'm like, what the fuck, like, why did this chop, you know, it's fucking, like, nothing to this, is a little area, why did it fucking, like, you know, it was, like a technical thing, when I fucking walked into that cathedral, my computer should have been on fucking fire, you know what I mean, but it's fucking, it's just weird shit, but whatever, PC shit, and fucking, whatever, buggy games, not really buggy, but it's kind of rough around the edges, but for the most part, 99% of the time, it fucking runs smooth. It's fucking great. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's because I'm, like, getting playing on the fucking PC, you get a, you know, higher frame rate, you can do it up to 60. I don't know exactly what mine is. It might not, maybe it's mine's at, like, fucking, like, 50, like, I don't know, or fucking whatever, you know, it can fluctuate to you, depending on what you're doing, but, yeah, I mean, fucking, just, it seems like the game itself is just so much fucking faster than fucking, like, any of the other fucking Souls game, or even fucking Bloodborne, I'd say. I'm playing a fucking knight, which is, you know, typical fucking boring, I guess, but it's just, you know, sword and shield and shit. And, you know, best bet's just to fucking, most of the smaller enemies, just block it until they fucking, you know, have an opening, and you fucking just, you know, swat in a couple times when you can, sword and board, they call it, you know, punishing them when they fucking, after they attack you. Yeah, just fucking, the enemies just seem more agile and shit, and fucking they're more aggressive, and seems like you get it, like, to even, like, block too, you gotta be, like, perfectly fucking, like, squared up with them to like, really block them, like, right, and, I want to say in the other Souls games, like, I almost never use fucking lock on. Like, I just fucking run around. It's like, all right, well, if I'm facing pretty much the right direction, I'll fucking block and, like, whatever I'll hit. But this seems like you got to be, like squared up, like, completely on them, which is really hard to do if you're not fucking locked on, you know? And play, again, they're more, like, fucking agile. They're fucking running fucking all over the place. So it just fucking seems like it's been fucking locking on a hell of a lot more than I used to. As if you're off a little bit, you fucking take a swing and you fucking miss. It's just like, oh, this one fucking enemy's just gonna fucking fuck me. I'm done. It just seems like all the enemies are more aggressive and shit, and just everything just seems a little bit faster. In the old ones, I played fucking super patient, fucking block, fucking roll away, just fucking wait for the right enemy, wait for the right fucking opening. Just fucking hear, hear the enemies are just fucking there. I'll rush the fuck out of you, rush the fuck off. Fucking rushing you, fucking strafing, they're fucking all over you. It's fucking, they're more offensive, and it's just fucking like, it's like if you have that one opening where it'd be like, all right, well, I have this, now I'm gonna roll away and just fucking wait for the next one and just fucking be patient. But this one's like, fucking, oh, if I do that, if I fucking roll away, like, they're gonna be up on me. And if I'm not fucking, if I'm not fucking, like, perfect in my fucking, my rolling and shit, like, I'm just fucked. Like, they're gonna fucking, like, fuck me up. It just seems like more offensive base. Like, fucking, if you have that opening, like, you better be, like, killing them or, like, staggering them, So it's just, it just seems like you better be doing a shit ton of damage in a fucking small amount of time, because, otherwise, they're gonna be fucking, you're getting that close, you fucking didn't do enough damage to fucking stagger them or whatever, they're gonna be fucking you up. Example, one boss, again, I'll try to stay, like, not too spoilery, but there's a giant fucking tree. There's fucking, just this mob of enemies fucking around him, tree and fucking, just regular enemies, but they keep fucking spawning in. You try fucking, first thing I do, I'm like, I'll take out all the regular enemies first, and I'll just focus on the boss or whatever. But no, they keep coming in, you're just surrounded, and fucking, one way or another, you're going to get fucking fighting them. I'm like, all right, I'll try the opposite, then I'll just fucking focus on the boss or whatever. Do that, and you do enough damage to it, and the floor fucking breaks away and caves in, and fucking, all the regular enemies die and they stop coming. They fall with you or whatever, and you keep fighting or whatever. So I tried doing it over and over, and just fucking like, I know the trick, how to fucking, the trick in quotes, not much of a trick. It's fucking, it's pretty much like the second stage of a boss fight or whatever, but it's just fucking like, whenever I kept doing it, it's fucking like, oh, I'm just getting fucking, I'm like, oh, I know his pattern or whatever, and fucking shouldn't be an issue, but, even knowing that, it still seemed pretty much fucking impossible, because he's still fucking, as you're trying to do like that, get him down to half health or whatever, the mob was still fucking, doing damage to you, getting you fucked up. And then eventually you're getting fucking hit by the boss or whatever, so you're just getting fucking murdered. But, I went back to the Firelink Shrine eventually, after fucking trying it like 100 times. Just upgraded my weapon a few times to do, like, just, more damage and they give you fucking materials out the ass. It's cool how they do it, because it's fucking, like, all, like, the standard, like, whatever, the Titanite shards and fucking, like, even the ones above that, they just give it to you, like, it's fucking candy, like, just fucking, like, oh, here you go, like, fucking whatever. So if you want to, like, experiment with shit and upgrade shit, just fucking just do it. I mean, I could probably do it to fucking every weapon I have, like, no problem, just get it up to, like, plus, like, 3 or whatever, like, not an issue. I'm fucking swimming in that shit. I did that, then I go back to the boss and I'm fucking doing more damage, and it's just, it's fucking murdered it. I was doing the same thing. It's just fucking like, oh, it's almost like a fucking, equipment check or something, just like fucking, oh, you're doing a shitload of damage, like, in a fast enough time, dude, like, you'll be alright, like, just, you know what I mean, just fucking, like, alright, just fucking run in 3 hits, and fucking, it gets just enough that he's gonna fall through the fucking floor now, and then now that you're on the floor, like, fucking that opening, like, you have just enough time to fucking, you know what I mean, just do enough damage that fucking, whatever, it just seemed like fucking just, like, upgrading, like, once or twice, it's just, like, fucking, like, alright, now you're fucking, you know what I mean, you're good, like, fucking go. So, Yeah, I mean, fucking, that's it. I mean, fucking, it's just, in the game itself, even though I'm just, like, fucking, like, you know, I know the basics of these fucking games at this point, but, yeah, some of the shit's still fucking, like, super, like, cryptic, like, even knowing, like, the basic, you know, it's just, a lot of the time you go back to Firelink Shrine, there's just fucking, like, NPCs there, and they'll be, like, different. Sometimes there'll just be, like, fucking random ones fucking popping up, you know? They'll just be fucking hanging out, and, you know, some of them give you, like, side quests and shit, and it's fucking super weird and fucking cryptic shit, like, at one point I had a fucking naked guy fucking trapped down in a fucking well, and, by a graveyard, and I had no fucking clue what that was about. Well, when I wrote it down, I didn't. And fucking, like, God, there was another fucking random fucking vendor there. And, you know, you had the option to fucking kill him, but, you know, or you could, like, forgive him, but I'm like, I'm gonna just fucking forgive him. Then he fucking had, like, certain armor set you could buy. You gotta fucking throw the armor down to the fucking the well, and just it's just like weird shit. It's just fucking like chains of shit to like fucking like to go on. It's these random people who show up at fucking random times. You gotta just fucking walk around and know that they are and just talk to them and shit. Just fucking yeah, or I met some fucking creature thing that he was allied with me and, you know, he's in the hub, and he keeps fucking, like, saying, like, oh, you know, I can unleash your true power or whatever. I'm like, all right, that sounds kind of weird, but no idea what that is, so I fucking do it, and, levels me up for fucking free, you know, and it's fucking like, oh, that's cool, you know what I mean? I can just fucking level up and gain a few fucking free levels. I just fucking just kept doing it, and then, you know, of course I am. He's gonna fucking offer me fucking free levels, sure. I do that, and then fucking, I go back one time to talk to him again, and fucking, like, oh, he's on the ground, he's fucking dead. It's like, all right, so, there's a fucking random fucking shady chick in the room, like, next to him, who's fucking, she wasn't there before. It's just like, well, did she kill him, or, you know, did I kill him, because I fucking just kept leveling up, and, like, whatever, like, I have no clue. You know, would he still be alive if I didn't fucking, like, you know, if I didn't take the fucking free levels? Like, I just have no idea. It's just fucking just weird shit. Yeah, I'm doing my fucking damnedest to make it, like, a pure fucking blind fucking playthrough. Not looking anything up online. I'm not fucking, I haven't called in any fucking co-op partners. I've been invaded a couple times, but, that was fun. I got fucking invaded. I'm like, all right, so I'm fucking, like, me and this other guy having this fucking just back and forth fight and fucking, like, and, like, the covenant I'm in, like, I guess, like, other people can come to my aid or whatever. So, like, fucking, like, somebody else fucking pops up and he's fucking helping me and we both fucking just, you know, murdered the fucking guy. I'm like, ah, it's cool, whatever. And, like, as soon as he was fucking done, he fucking disappears and then two people invade me at once. I'm like, oh, shit. And I fucking just, like, sat, like, running off and just, like, fucking, oh, please, somebody else come in because I'm just going to get murdered. And then fucking, like, nah, I get fucking cornered and fucking murdered. So I just try not to even fucking bother using the, what they call them, like, embers, like the humanity to be human. I just don't do it anymore. I was like, fuck it, dude. I'm not fucking calling in co-op partners. So there's no reason for me to fucking even, you know, do it. So, So I was trying to be fucking like, you know, I was just going through. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm doing pretty good. I mean, some of these bosses are fucking tough. They take me 100 times. I fucking do it eventually, like, whatever. You know, calling, no co-op partners. I'm not fucking looking online, no nothing. So then I hit a fucking dead end eventually. I had fucking no clue what to do next. I mean, fucking, the last thing I did, I killed the boss and he gave me this fucking small doll. That's all. It's just fucking, it says like small doll and you fucking read it. It's some fucking weird shit. And it's fucking, no fucking extra paths opened up. No, nothing. I'm like, okay. So I'm just fucking, you know what I mean? I'm like, ah, whatever. I just fucking keep looking around and trying shit. And, I end up fucking doubling back and fucking trying any different path I can and couldn't figure it out for the fucking life of me. I was fucking sitting there staring at this fucking doll in my inventory, reading the description and shit, and it's fucking like, description's like describing fucking one area that I'd already been into, so I fucking go there. It's fucking pretty much at the beginning of the game, fucking going through. I'm fucking like hitting every fucking single wall. There's fucking like, you know, jumping off of fucking cliffs, like, oh, what if I just kill myself here? Like, will that do something? Just like, you know what I mean? Just fucking anything I can think of, and just fucking rolling off the ledges, and, I just remember like thinking again, Bloodborne, the last game I played, this fucking one thing, you said to jump off a fucking like a bridge or something, just fucking like run and jump off of it, and there's like another boss down there. So I got something like that or whatever. I mean, just throw myself off every fucking dead end bridge I can find, and fucking it's just nothing. Just I'm just getting, just dying, just fucking over and over again. And I fucking pretty much ended playing like. Ended up playing like the entire fucking beginning of the game like over again, just fucking like searching for shit, just fucking like, dude, I can't, you know what I mean? It was hours just trying to get some kind of like progress or find something. And I found, you know, I fucking opened up some extra shit and fucking like, oh, is this it? And like, oh no, it's some little like secret or some shit just to fucking get like some item or whatever, but no like real like progression. So I ended up being like, dude, I'm not gonna, you know what I mean? I'm just fucking like stuck. Like there's fucking nothing I can do. And there's fucking like an NPC like fucking in the area where like the doll was pointing to, but it's just fucking like she'd give me something before that helped me, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, she's like an ally, and it's fucking like again going back to Dark Souls 1 and me just murdering everybody. I'm like, I'm not gonna murder her, maybe I have to, you know what I mean? Like, fucking maybe that's the thing to do. So, she's in this fucking church. I ended up fucking lighting the entire fucking church on fire. And just fucking, just like, whatever, just fucking throwing fireballs and shit. And like fucking, using a spear with fucking fire on it. Just fucking, you know, the entire church is fucking up in flames. And just fucking, this lady's just sitting there. I'm like, all right, so what happens if I just smack her or whatever, and just fucking like, oh, nothing. I mean, she just fucking says something like, oh, what are you doing? And then I'm like, fucking like, gives her a fucking health bar. I'm like, all right, well, maybe fucking smack her again, fucking, you know, same shit, smack her again. And fucking, she's like one hit to go. I'm just like looking at her like, I don't know. Like, if she's dead, she's dead. You know what I mean? Fucking tough. But I decided against it. I'm like, all right, before I do this, just fucking like ruin this fucking game, I caved in, I guess, and fucking just looked in like once, like, all right, what do I do with this fucking doll? This doll I typed in, like, fucking small doll, fucking Dark Souls 3. And it pretty much just says, like, oh, go to some area. Like, that's it. It opens up some other area. I'm like, okay, where's that area? I'm like, dude, I don't want to go down this fucking rabbit hole. Why does this, you know, this leads to this, which leads to this, and fucking, like, you know what I mean? Just ruin the fucking, you know, the game for myself. And I'm fucking like, all right, it's fucking like some video. I'm like, fucking some of the guy using the doll. I'm like, all right, I'll just fucking do that, fucking play it. And it's fucking goes into some area I've already been into. I'm like, okay, well, that's a good start. And fucking like just looking, it's like, and he goes through like a doorway, but it wasn't even like a hidden one. It's like a giant on the main path, just this giant fucking doorway, open doorway with fucking like light pouring out of it. I'm like, huh. I'm like, okay, that's weird. It's the fucking, like, all right, so I went back there. I mean, it was just, like, main path stuff, you know what I mean? But it's just fucking, like, I get so caught up into, like, fucking, like, oh, this path and this branching path and, you know, all these side paths and going through that. I end up fucking, like, losing track of, like, what is, again, you can't really tell, like, what's the main path. And I mean, that was literally just, like, main path shit, just, like, there, you know what I mean? Just fucking just... I had just gone through the same shit over and over. I was like, all right, I go this time when I'm here, I go here and I go here and blah, blah, blah. So it was just like a main path thing, but it was still the only one time I looked shit up online. Yeah, that was cool though. I did find out you could fucking light that entire church on fire though. That was kind of cool. Yeah, it was one of those DLCs too. Fucking as I was looking for it, like fucking, a lot of the random NPCs on Firelink Shrine are, like, trying to give me, like, some kind of, like, cryptic fucking bullshit fucking hint. And I'm just, like, I wasn't really paying attention to it. I'm like, ah, oh, it's more cryptic. I was like, ah, oh, talking about this place and fucking, like, all right, I have no clue what the fuck you're talking about. Wasn't paying attention. And then fucking, I'm like, oh, I'll go talk to them again. I fucking go back and they're just gone. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, fucking, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, I'm just, like, stuck, like, no clue. Yeah, so I mean that was it. I fucking figured that out. Yeah, it's just fucking. It's again. I'm about ready to just stop and just, you know, keep playing. Fucking, I'm at a boss is where I stopped. They're just fucking getting my ass kicked. They're just fucking no like gimmick or nothing, but not like a gimmick boss. Just fucking, you know, try to fuck him up and just kicking my ass. I really want to get back to it, but the game's so fucking hard to stop playing. It's, you know, I had to keep. Yeah. have to fucking tell myself as I'm playing, like, all right, fucking relax. I mean, fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking get some rest. Like, actually sleep. You'll be all right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fuck, it's just, you're always, I'm always, like, thinking, like, 5 steps ahead of fucking, you know, getting all these fucking weapons and spells, and not even just fucking, like, all right, well, this path leads to this. I gotta remember to go back to here and, you know what I mean? Like, shit like that. Just fucking always thinking, like, 5 steps ahead. So it's hard to be like, all right, well, if I turn this off, I just have to remember that I have to go here next, or like whatever. It's like, I have to remember this and this and this and this, you know what I mean? And fucking like, or I get like all these fucking, all these weapons and spells. I mean, I don't have the fucking stats to use. I'm just fucking like focusing on like, you know, strength and fucking like, you know, vitality or whatever. So I'm getting like, you know, I get a fucking like a whip or whatever. It's just fucking like, I really want to use this fucking whip. I want to make a fucking like character, like a Simon Belmont fucking character and like leather armor and shit. And it's fucking the whip. And, you know, I have the whip, I have the fucking armor, but it's fucking like, I don't have the dexterity that would make it like worth fucking using. You know what I mean? So it's like, dude, like, so it's like, do I keep building this guy up? Is like fucking at this point, is fucking even thinking like 5 steps of like, do I keep going new game plus after I beat it? Or do I fucking start a brand new one and try, you know what I mean? It's fucking just, it's tough. I mean, again, so like complex is fucking like what I want to do. Yeah, and it's fucking, that's that. And then maybe I'll just fucking stop recording and go play it. I mean, still have still get a few pages here of fucking shit that I'll go over next. But fucking, yeah, Dark Souls 3, pretty good. And I apologize, I just kind of rambling, just fucking garbage notes that I'm fucking reading off of. But, yeah, fuck it. It happens. I'm going to go play Dark Souls. Yeah, gruntfreepress.com, podcast at gruntfreepress. Yeah, that's it. Send me your embers.
Cytheria, who is an outstanding porn performer. She's actually the godmother of the squirting movement. Her house was broken into. She was assaulted by 3 young men, hooligans, who were juvenile delinquents. She was raped. Her children were in the house. They abused her husband. I mean, it's really deplorable. And because of that, I'm doing cam shows this week, and those cam shows will go to benefit Cytheria and her family. And I honestly, just talking about it, it's upsetting. It was a random act, as far as they can tell. And this stream isn't so much about her specifically or that, although I ask that you either watch the cam show or donate directly to her or whatever you can do to help, because I don't know Cytheria personally. I have a camaraderie with her as a fellow porn actress. I also have a camaraderie with her as a fellow human being. And what really bothers me, and this is my rant, what really fucking bothers me is that for the last 2 months, I have sat by in Gamergate and I have watched false faux victims utilize the world for their own personal and profit aims, claiming victimhood over emails and over comments on Twitter. And here you have a woman who's a real victim of a real rape and a real assault. And those same women who claim that they care about women's rights have done nothing. They have done jack fucking shit. And that pisses me off. And earlier I tweeted to Anita Sarkeesian and I said, can you help? Radio fucking silence. And you know what makes me mad? And this is why I am so pissed off at modern feminists. They claim to care about women, but when there are actually women in need, what do? Fucking radio silence. They don't give a shit about anybody but themselves. Anita Sarkeesian has made hundreds of thousands of dollars peddling her bullshit, faux video, socially damaging crap. And it has been damaging for gender relations, and it has been damaging for women. And I don't even want to hear about her victimhood, because Cytheria, she's a real victim. A real victim of a random rape and assault. And you know, anybody who even dares insinuate that a sex worker doesn't deserve the same type of defense because they work in sex work can go fuck themselves. And that's what I have to say. And that's why I am so fucking livid right now. We've talked about ethics and journalism and Gamergate, and everyone said, that's bullshit. That's a cover for the abusive women. And you know what? I say, fuck you. It's all the male gamers that are the misogynists and the damaging people in society. You know what? Fuck you. You want to do some actual reporting? Why don't you take a look at why these repeat offender juvenile delinquents are out of prison and able to break into people's homes? And guess what? It wasn't just Cytheria's home. They caught them because they did it again the next night. That's the fucking problem in this country. You want to talk about violence against women? Why aren't we looking at that? Why aren't we looking at gaps in the prison systems? Why aren't we looking at all of these other societal issues? No, you know what? We're going to pick a group of benign people who enjoy gaming as a hobby, and we're going to paint, and we're going to smear them and make them the horrible, horrible abusers of women. And it makes me so mad. I hate to admit that I've become a cynic. And I think it was George Carlin who said that inside of every cynic is a disappointed idealist. And I think that's true.
Everyone has AIDS. And so this is the end of our story. And everyone is dead from AIDS. It took from me my best friend, my only true pal, my only bright star.
He died of AIDS.
Well, I'm gonna march on Washington, lead the fight and charge the brigades. There's a hero inside of all of us. I'll make them see everyone has AIDS. My father,
AIDS.
My sister,
AIDS.
My uncle and my cousin and her best friend.